Yankee 4 Golf requesting a radio check.
Well, this is November 0, Tango Romeo. Go ahead, Ariel. 10-0-TR. G-N-0-T-R. No joy. I heard the audio of the first transmission, but now I just got a carrier and nothing on the audio.
For IRL.
For G-N-Y-4-G, N-0-T-R. T-R. The other station, go ahead in there.
For IRL.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. I was just trying to get hold of my friend Ariel up there. He does a lot of summits on the air.
Roger that. Well, I just trying to get my ham station set back up after about 25 years. So, got my license reinstated and got my general class. First contact made, just messing around with a 2-meter rig with a mobile antenna on it.
Well, you have a fine signal. I know I heard NY4G on there. You're just pretty much full quieting, so I think you're doing a fine job, and congratulations on getting back on the air. It's a good time with this storm coming. My name's Tom. I'm located between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham.
Well, I just check in on Net and Anderson. I'm in Anderson, and checked in on 6-1 in Greenville. And had to have some shoulders replaced last year, and now I'm working on having to have some knees done. So figured it'd be a good time to get it set back up and going where I could have something to do.
Feel like me. I just had kidney surgery and triple bypass surgery in August, and you kind of get feeling like Humpty Dumpty, don't you?
Yeah, I got 14 stents and bad arthritis I've had all my life, so it's just now eating up the joints. Didn't catch your call. I kind of got a little bit of hearing loss, but I'll try to catch it this time. But I'm going to sign with you, and I'm going to go do some chores and or some running around errands I need to do. So I'll catch with you a little bit later, KR5. And also, I have put in for a call change. If you hear me on here with a different call, KR4 IRL. I used to have another one. It's kind of hard to say.
A little room in there for Ariel. We get quick trigger fingers, and it doesn't allow people to get in at times, and I'm guilty of that also. Well, fine business. You're doing great. Could you give me your name, sir? Mine's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and the call is November 0, Tango Romeo. And the 0 is because we lived in Kansas for 62 years, and we've been here for 16 years down here near the grandchildren. Over.
Roger, Tom. Roger that. My name's Rick Romeo India Charlie Kilo.
Well, again, congratulations, Rick. Have a nice day. Stay safe out there. And the last two letters of my call, Tango Romeo, is my name, Tom Rouse. And I've been a member of this club for 16 years, I guess. Take care. We'll talk to you later. This is N0TR Clear. G-N-Y-4-G, N-0-T-R calling. 0-T-R clear.
W-2-T.
You interrupted me turning around to get a plum. What's the matter with you? Didn't you know that, Rusty? N-0-T-R.
Well, since I'm many miles away from you, I can't see what the heck you are doing. And you don't have, we're not talking over video radio, so, you know. You just have to go with the flow, my friend.
Elaine, you have X-ray vision, and you should have been able to tell what I was doing.
That 50 cents will used to buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, our metals used to be worth 25 cents or a cup of coffee. Yeah, something like that. I can't remember the saying now. About as much as Kilroy was here, huh, Rusty?
That's about it. Dave was over here this morning doing some adjustments on my split unit over here so it works properly and closes up when it doesn't need to be open and running. So anyway, and he was looking at my setup for my antenna, and he was talking about I get ready to put it up in the air, just drop him a, send him a text, and he'll get over here and help me put it up. And all being as lightweight as it is, he suggested I move a couple of things, but now it's a little bit too late to be thinking about doing that part of it.
They used to tell us, lower goggles and fasten chin straps and stand by to start engines when you're on the flight deck. Back in the old days. And that's about what it amounts to with this winter storm coming.
Yep, yep. I'd like to have gotten this antenna up today, but wasn't quite ready to do that. So anyway, and it was raining when Dave was over here, and he had an emergency down in Henry he had to go take care of, so and all. But you know how that is. You do what you got to do when you got to do it, and hope for the best.
He bailed me out one time, and when it was hot and that, and I needed a capacitor in my unit, and just a fine gentleman as far as I'm concerned, and very smart on HVAC, that's for sure. Well, I'm just sitting here. I was putting up a picture, and I heard Ariel call, but it was fairly weak. So I don't know if he was on the summit or what, but he does that a lot. He's conquered over 100 of them, I think. And he's not far from me up here, actually. But he just disappeared. He was wanting a radio check. But he disappeared, and that other gentleman come on from down to Anderson, had a really good signal from Anderson. But yeah, I don't know about this storm, whether it's going to be that bad or not, but from what they say, there's going to be a couple of days of it that definitely are not going to be good, and maybe 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. We decided we're just going to go with the flow and see, you know, do what we got to do when we can do it. Sit back and hope the power doesn't go off for the rest of the time. And over here in a little bit, when I came out to the shack a few minutes ago, I looked up to the sky, and I can even see some breaks in the clouds and see blue sky above it.
For just a short period, the sun come out, didn't it, Bernice? And then it disappeared again. Boy, it looks like they're really going to get clobbered back in our home state of Kansas badly. I'm sure glad we're down here. But I know the ice storms can get bad here. My neighbor said one time he was out of power for 6 days. And he went and bought him a new generator the other day and 6 tanks of propane. It runs on gas or propane. Not a bad idea. But thank the good Lord and a good friend and a little bit of my foresight that we have a generator.
Sometimes wish we had that here, but we don't. And we'll just have to go with it. And, of course, all of our power lines over here in this complex are buried underground. But the lines that feed into this area, up and down Anderson Mill Road, they can go down anyway. So, anyway, well, I just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you. And I'm trying to get a few things done here in the radio room. And got my thing soldered. My liquid tape will be here tomorrow. And so, you know, 2-day delivery on it, which was not bad. Didn't cost me anything for shipping, so it works out. Anyway, just thought I'd say hello to you and Bernice, and y'all have a good day, and stay warm over there, my friend.
Oh, I've been munching on one of these cherry plums. If you see those at Publix, oh my, those things are so much better than those big ones. They are delicious. And she just opened the second package that we bought the other day. And a nice gentleman from UPS delivered my medicine this morning that I was getting short of and would have ran out of if it hadn't come. So I'm thankful for that. I haven't been outside yet. The weather station here in front of me says 52 degrees, feels like 47. So that's not bad at all, and the chickens are all set. I just hope we don't get those below zero temperatures, and I don't think we are now, because they said it was going to be up above freezing, I think, Monday and Tuesday. You take care. Say hello to boss, and we'll catch you later. This is N0TR Clear.
Hi, you and Bernice, be careful over there. We'll talk to you later. W2T Clear.
Great, check that.
I was just talking badly about you. not really. I was talking to Rusty, and he said you fixed him up over there in 0TR.
Oh, yeah, just had to make a little adjustment on that unit. No big deal.
Meddling around, and that's good. You help a lot of people out just from listening. I know that. But, I was just hanging a picture here, and Rusty come in. I heard Ariel, NY4G, is a dear friend of mine, and she called for a radio check, and then he disappeared. He has a place not far from me, probably 5 miles, and then another place not much farther up by Taggerville. And I couldn't get back to him. I don't know why. He just disappeared. But he does those summits on the air, and he's done over 100 summits, if you can believe that. And he's like me. He's had little heart problems, too, so that's really commendable.
Yeah, I'm just down here leaving Ennery. I'm only going to make one stop there in Greer, and I'm heading home. I'm pretty well prepared for whatever is going to come our way this next weekend, so I'm not going to worry too much. Only thing I got to do is maybe get 5 gallons of gas. I've already got 10 gallons for my generator. We got plenty of wood for the wood-burning stove. We got plenty of food, and if anybody calls me tomorrow, depending on the weather, we'll see.
You know, even though I've sat here and looked at it over and over, I don't know exactly what the timing is. I think it's Saturday night, isn't it, Bernice? That's great. Be prepared. And we went a couple of days ago, and the crowd wasn't bad. But when we come by Aldi's up in Greer yesterday, Bernice wanted to go ahead and get a couple little items. They were backed out into Wade Hampton trying to turn into that parking lot. There wasn't a parking place in there. And so we said, oh, we'll just run over to Ingalls. We got lucky. We got a handicapped spot, which is rare anymore. And that parking lot was saturated. But we got what we wanted. People were standing in line in there, too. They really panicked down here. Not as much as up in Kansas when we lived there. But you know, ice, there's no conquering ice. Snow, yeah, I've rode my motor scooter and motorcycles on snow before and that. But there ain't no riding on ice, and there's no driving on ice if you got a brain in your head.
When folks out, well, I got four-wheel drive. Well, you know what? Don't have four-wheel sliding. Because four-wheel drive doesn't work on ice. It's rain, it's mud and snow, that's it.
An old quick story. We bought a little Toyota wagon. It was a weird-looking little wagon. It was a tear sale. Very nice. Bernice loved it with the kids and all. And it had four-wheel drive. Well, it was front-wheel drive. And then you just pull this lever, and it throwed it into four-wheel drive. So basically, you were just coupling the back wheels. So Dad didn't think much of it. So I drove over to Dad's, and I had him come out and get in the car when the ice and snow was on. It was mainly snowpack, but it was really slick on top. So we was on 11th Street there, right next to their house. And when you went down one block, there was a T, Dave, in a ditch. And so I showed him in two-wheel drive. It just sat there and spin. Because it was a stick shift, five-speed. So I throwed it into four-wheel drive and just drove off. Well, that was the first time I'd ever had four-wheel drive, duh. And I got down to the other intersection, and I found out real quick what you're saying. I had four-wheel drive to go, but it sure didn't help when you stopped. It would gear down quicker, but I just about went through that ditch at that T intersection.
I drive, you know, you really can't trust it in the rain or in the ice, even in, you know, in the snow. If the snow is packed down, you know, people driving on, it'll turn into ice. That's, you know, my buddy used to tell me years and years ago, you know, no jakes in the snow and rain, you know. You don't use the jakes. So, same difference.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't use the jake brake then. I always tell Bernice when I hear the guys hitting that jake brake. Well, another short story. I played for quite a few years in, we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and I played in the symphony there at the university. But I also played in different organizations, the Fort Scott Symphony and the Carthage Band and different things on occasion. But I went every week to Carthage, Missouri, which was about 35 miles. So we goes out to a highway that we traveled many, many times called King's Highway. And we're going down King's Highway, and you could just see a little sprinkling of snow going across the road, and it was blowing quite a bit, but not sticking at all. It was a dry snow. So anyways, just poke along in front of me, an older fella. I was younger at the time, of course. And so I went around him. And you talk about embarrassing moments. So we got down the road probably 4 or 5 miles, and I went up a hill. And as I started down the hill, you intersected with a T-intersection with Highway 57. Now, one thing good about it was, if you went across that highway, there was a dirt road in front of you. But if somebody was coming, you were dead. So we started down that hill, and Bernice is sitting beside of me, of course. And on that side of that hill, there wasn't any frozen precipitation where we'd been. But going down that hill, for some reason, it was ice-covered. And the car went completely 90 degrees sideways. And I took my fingers and I told her, brace, brace, brace. being an old air crewman, you know. And she braced on the dashboard. And I spun that wheel back around and turned into the slide. And, of course, it went another 180 degrees back. Well, not 180, but 90. I thought, oh, my God. And then I looked down the hill, and there was a car stopped down there with its brake lights on. And I was headed right towards it. So I spun it back around and to center it, and it went completely sideways again. It was nighttime by then, and I turned it back the other way, and this guy pulls out onto the highway and got out of our way as we slid onto that highway. And I thought, the good Lord was with us. So anyway, this is in Zero TR. Anyways, we go on down the highway to Asbury, Missouri, a little bitty town and a gas station. And I saw that guy pull in. And I stopped there and I went in the convenience store and I said, Mister, I said, God bless you and thank you for moving. I said, I was going back and forth. And he said, I seen you in my rearview mirror. He said, I'd just done the very same thing. And he says, I was just getting my breath at the bottom of the hill, Dave. Over.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of ice and snow stories like that. My biggest thing was many years ago, I was delivering a job in Raleigh. And it was snowing. There was some snow on the ground when I pulled out of the complex.
The next light.
My front wheels of my tractor just kind of fell off the curb and just kind of landed in a little bit of a ditch. Didn't bottom the truck out, but I couldn't get the wheel back over the curb. So I had to have a wrecker come out and just get me back on the road. And it cost me like $350 back then. You're talking probably 20 some years ago.
Yeah, you know, that we like to watch those shows that are up in Toronto on that highway. Our son-in-law used to have to drive that. He worked for he was a corporate guy, and occasionally he'd have to drive back and forth from Detroit to Toronto, and that big highway up there. And it's a show about the wrecker guys. Man, a lot of those guys die too. Well, the most one of the most horrible ones in the snow we ever had, or I ever had, is I worked my first year when I got out of service at Atkinson's Armature Works. And they made humongous mine power equipment, electrical apparatus. And they come back in the storeroom one day, and usually they give the gravy jobs to one of the accountants in our town's son, because the bigwigs always give it to him. And I needed the money. I was making $2 an hour and had a wife and a child. So anyways, they asked me if I'd mind taking this part for a diesel engine up to powder mine. Well, mines always pay really good, so I, of course, said yes. They didn't tell me it was freezing rain outside at the time. So, well, you got to go over to Kansas City Southern Railroad and pick that up, Tom. So they give me the company car. Well, no, I had to take my own car, and it was a 62 Ford. And I went over there, and I picked up that part, and they put it in my trunk. It was fairly good size. It was some kind of a piece off of the diesel. I just don't remember what it was, some kind of a pump or something. But that mine was shut down until I got that there. So I go over, and it's about, 50 miles, I'd say, up there to that mine. And I go across some really flat prairie, nothing out there, Dave, nothing but prairie chickens, and very few of those. And I went on out, and when I got there, there was so much ice on my car that they broke the key off the very first thing. So I think they would have smashed that car to get that part out and pay me for the car. Anyways, they had a miner crawl in, take the back seat out, crawl in and release that trunk and get that part out. And instead of $50, they gave me $75, which was good money back then. So I started back, and I kept seeing cars in the ditch along Highway 71, which is a real nice highway going south. It goes all the way from Kansas City. But I had to turn off. I didn't have to, but I turned off on the same road to come up on. By the time I got to Prairie Center, my heater quit in the car, and so I had no de-icing on the windshield, and it was solid ice. And about every so many feet, I'd have to get out and chip a little small hole. I could just barely chip a hole in the ice. It was that thick, so I could see out. But then the road disappeared, Dave. It was one of them old highways that had those curbings on each side of it, you know. And if you hit them, they kind of kicked you back in. I don't know if you ever seen one of those or not. So anyways, the highway disappeared. It was 11 miles across there. No farmhouses. No inhabitants whatsoever. And I had to do that all the way across there. And there was probably 30, 35 mile an hour blowing snow and almost zero visibility and no road and no cars coming across, so there was no tracks. And I would go very, very slowly, 4 or 5 miles an hour, and I had to make it 11 miles. And I'd feel that curbing touch, and it was covered. You couldn't see the curbing. And then I'd go back to the center of it. And it was nighttime by then, Dave. I would have died right there in that 11 miles had somebody not been riding along beside of me called a good Lord, I think. Good. My, oh, my. That was... We had several little things happen like that, but Bernice wasn't with me then. I was by myself, thank God.
Yeah, I don't have any stories like that. Yep, that's cold up that way. Growing up on Long Island, you know, you had plenty of snow plows and, you know, plenty of salt on the roads and stuff to make it to work or grocery store or wherever you had to go in these storms. The only storm I remember was back in the 70s. I think it was 76 or 78, somewhere around here. We had 3 foot of snow. It was a 3 foot snowstorm, and we had to dig out the driveway just to get out to the street to get, you know, get the cars out if we had to. And we had to move the snow, like, in bits. You shovel the top of the snow, then the middle, then the bottom. and then you opened up, you know, you cleared up the driveway.
This is Gerald GR. Well, I'll give you another quick one. Maurice and I went to Las Vegas on a deal way many years ago, and we were very poor, but it was $99.95, and we'd never done anything like that in our lives. So we goes out there, and it was nice and warm, and when we come back, Kansas City, between, we're 125 miles south of Kansas City, in the southeast corner of Kansas, and a terrible highway at the time, Highway 69. And when we landed in Kansas City, there was a blizzard. Well, we weren't dressed for it, number one. And anyway, it was nighttime, and the shuttle bus took us out to the area A, B, C, D, whatever it was, in the, I guess you call it outpatient parking, you know, like the airlines have. And I mean, it was, oh, probably 2-3 miles from the terminal. And it was the last bus of the evening. And they let us out. Well, we knew that the car wasn't very far down the line of cars because the parking lot was pretty much full. And there was a little phone booth-like thing there. So we just went ahead and got off of the bus, not knowing it was the last one of the evening. And we looked out, and all the cars and the license tags were covered. And we couldn't tell one car from another. So we started walking, trying to pick our car out, and it was 3 or 4 degrees below zero and blowing wind. And we didn't make it a block, and it was just impossible. And I told Bernice, I said, we got to make it back to that phone booth. And we headed back to that phone booth just to get shelter, and there's no heater in it whatsoever, and it was very small. And I said, God help us, I hope this telephone works in this thing. And lo and behold, it did. And we called for help, and they sent a vehicle out, and it took him probably 20 minutes or maybe 30 to get to us at that temperature. We were freezing, and he's sitting there with our suitcase, not sitting, standing. There was no place to sit. And he finally come out there, and he was good enough to just drive round and round and round until we found our car. That was another close call.
I guess so. Well, Tom, I'd love to listen to more stories, but I'm getting a little close to my customer here, and I got to give him a call, let him know I'm just a few minutes out. You and Bernice, you be safe there the next couple of days. Let's see what we get. I'm kind of doubtful. It's, I don't know. I believe it when I see it kind of thing, but I'm prepared, and I hope you are the same. I will catch you later. N0TR, AB2HXS.
KB2HXS N0TR. Well, I hope I didn't bore you to death, Dave, but yeah, I've enjoyed reminiscing there and glad we got past those days. I had a few close calls like that. Hope I didn't repeat myself, but those are honest to God true stories. You take care out there, and I'm like you. A weatherman can be wrong 7 times and still keep his job. I never was in a position like that, but God bless them. They do their best, and they say this is one of the hardest areas to forecast for down here due to the fact where we are at in the mountains there. So I'm like you. I'll believe it when I see it. From what I seen about 5 o'clock this morning, it looked like it might be the warm front pushing it further north, so we can hope. Don't want to see people get killed if there's an inch and a half of ice down here, let alone an inch of snow. I just don't know how to drive in it. Take care, Dave. This is N0TR Clear.
All right, Tom, catch you later. Always glad to listen to some good old memories. All right, see ya, KB2HXS.